This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hi, y'all.
Hi, friends.
This is the country version of the
Plans,
Hope, and a Future podcast. I was thinking, do I still keep talking like this? We threaten to talk country every time we do this podcast, but
yeah.
So anyway.
Jan just needed to be a little silly for a second, so we prayed, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit made her talk country.
I was just like, I'm going to open the show that way. I'm going to just reach out through my microphone to you people out there. Anyway.
Yep. So it happens sometimes.
It does.
Silly, friends.
Oh, it does. It's like, whoops, there we go.
Yep.
Watch them.
We could literally do a whole podcast like that. So if you want that to happen, the only way that's going to happen is if we hear from you.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my
friends,
goodness.
Friends, line up, email, get your Facebook posts in if you want us to talk country for a whole podcast.
That's so funny.
We should make a post to say, if we get 1 million likes,
we'll do a whole show talking
whole
country.
Show like this.
Yes. I'm telling you.
We'll sit a spell and talk about all the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about old cars and dreaming about women. Isn't that
Moon
a song
pies.
From Randy Travis?
I don't know. I don't like listen to country music all that much.
Well,
I know.
It was like back from the olden days, you know. Okay.
Didn't he pass away recently?
I don't think so.
Randy Travis?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm probably wrong.
Don't know. I don't ever watch the news, so. But sometimes I get my news from Facebook. That's really how I get my news.
And do you trust that? No, don't get me started
sometimes. Sometimes. Depends on the thing. He is 64 years old. It looks like he's still living.
He had maybe I'm thinking he had a stroke or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I'm glad
he's
still alive.
Google it more. Yes. Good job, Randy Travis.
You know, speaking of Google, they said that while we have easier access to information, like everybody Googles, right? Like if somebody says, oh man, if you need to know something, just go Google it. And it says, while we have more access to knowledge, easier ways, we're no smarter than we were. Like, intelligence has not increased because we have all this access to knowledge.
I believe that because we don't study like we did, right? We just, back in the day, there was like encyclopedias and people like studied for something. Now we go to YouTube University and get a quick degree in whatever we need to do. And we won't watch a reel longer than 30 seconds, or we won't listen to a podcast longer than a half hour.
Right.
And we just want that instant gratification. And so it makes perfect sense that brain isn't growing because we get what we want and need in that minute instead of studying a subject for years, because that's what people used to do.
Yeah.
A subject.
Yeah.
Like now we're like, we just need a paragraph. Or a couple sentences.
Heck, we can just have AI.
Right.
Like, write me a paragraph on whatever. I mean, I will say I've used AI, and that's been pretty interesting to plug in information and to see what they come back with. Or a question, not information, sorry. And it is pretty amazing. Although I stand with my fellow authors in protest of AIs that are being used to generate books in a certain voice. And the AI has been fed all of these copyrighted books from various authors without their knowledge or consent. And that was what was used to teach the AI to be able to spit out like whole stories. So I stand with them, like as far as protesting that they were never asked their permission to use their book in that way. But it's such a, like, strange new world, new frontier, if you will, legally. It's like, what do you do? But anyway. Yeah. Out there, I support you.
Amen. We support you.
Yeah.
So we've been gone for a little while. If you've noticed, Jen and I had a little break. I've been doing a little traveling. Jen's been doing a little, what have you been up to, Jen?
Been doing a little painting.
A little painting.
A little painting. Yeah. I think my country accent bled out there. Now I've been doing some painting. I've been doing some writing.
Yeah.
Doing some working. Yeah, just taking in life. So it hasn't been near as fun as yours, which is cruising around and
been looking at God's painting.
Oh my gosh. Painting. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh,
which I'm always telling our friend Jen, and this is another way you can get Jen's attention. Email Jen at the email provided below and tell her to plan a beach vacation. I tell her this all the time, but maybe if she gets a few emails.
First, I got to take my out west trip.
Yeah. Well, that plan it. Just tell her, just plan a vacation. Her friend tells her all the time. I think every time we talk, I tell her to plan a vacation because I don't like to see my friend depleted and worn out from all the work she does. She works a ton, y'all.
I know. I work too much. For having part-time jobs, I work entirely too much in a side gig and everything. But that's all right. I am saying this has really been hard, and this is something I'm learning to do. I got an opportunity to do something I really, really, really wanted to do and serve in. And my husband, who, you know, he's really easygoing. He just wants to see me happy. Does he rarely ever say, like, his opinion that, I don't know. And he happened to say to me, I don't know that it's wise that you take that thing. You have a pretty full plate. And I know you would find a way to do it, which I do. I talk about strong-arming through stuff. He said, I know you would find a way to do it, but I don't know what's the best thing for you.
Wow.
And I was like,
such a wise man, our friend.
And that did give me some pause because it was like, I had to listen to him because he's not an overbearing guy at all. His wisdom is gentle. And he is, you know, just such a loving man. Like, I know he wouldn't tell me something from a selfish motive. So anyway, yeah. So
did you listen to our friend?
I did. I'm turning it down. Yeah. And if it's meant to be, it will come back around. But that's just learning boundaries with even my time too. And I love that he spoke truth into me in that moment in the most gentle way possible. Did I handle it very gracefully right at first? No. I wasn't mad at him. I was just mad at the situation. But he's right. He's right.
And he loves you like I love you. So he knows that you need downtime and vacations and things like that. So again, email Jen and tell her to plan a vacation.
I have the ability to do it. I work for a wonderful company that has allowed me some great time off. I mean, I'm so incredibly blessed. Yeah. By that way. So by that company. So yeah.
If I knew anything about out West, cause I don't really have a desire to go there, but I would just plan it for you. So it would get done cause I can plan some vacations, y'all. I might not be Miss Swiss Army Knife over here, but I know vacation.
You do. Now, I have to say, you are the most well-traveled person that I know of as far as taking your family and your children, you know, well, they are your family, but, you know, your husband and your children and going and experiencing life. Like, your kids have been exposed to some really great adventures. And as a mom, I applaud you and say, you know, well done, friend. I mean,
thank you.
You have some great trips. And then I kind of live vicariously through you. And so, I mean, since I've known you, I probably can't count how many trips you've been on.
Yeah. We love it. Kinds. I mean, I'm not a material girl. I'm actually super duper cheap when it comes to buying things. But vacations and memories with my family are so important to me.
Yeah.
I could literally live in a box. I mean, I would be super duper happy in one of those tiny homes, could live in a camper. I could do anything like that. But I want to, my kids are going to look back and remember memories, not things, and trips to the store. And so I love traveling with them and I love getting to experience these things with them, like snorkeling and seeing amazing like fish underwater and swimming with dolphins
I
and
started to say dolphins are, I recall.
like to see my, kiddos get up on get on the fins of a dolphin and swim. Like that's the craziest, coolest thing ever. Something they're gonna always remember. So I love traveling with them. I know a lot of parents are like, it would be a vacation if I didn't have my children. I love it. I love it. I love it. I mean, they're stressors, they have meltdowns, they have tantrums, arguments, fighting, all the things, but it's the trade-off is so worth it. It's so worth it. So we love those little monkeys of mine, those little babies.
Your kiddos are cute. They're really, really cute. And they're so wildly different too. I mean, personality-wise, and but they're adorable. I mean, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah,
They
they
really,
couldn't
really
be
are.
more different. They're it's so wild. I have like every personality type in my household, which for my personality type who loves change and loves like variety, it works out well because it doesn't get boring and I get to learn deeper about each one of my kids and my husband about who they are and how God created them to be. And it's really cool. So
Yeah, that's
variety is
awesome.
the spice of life for this gal.
Well, you know what it reminds me of when you say you want to take your kids and give them experiences? It reminds me of that phrase that says, people won't always remember like what you did or said, but they will remember how you made them feel. And that's the same sort of thing. Like your kids probably won't remember everything you've ever bought them, toy
Right.
wise and whatever, but they will definitely remember the experience or the feeling of the experience
Yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
So
And we take lots of pictures and post them. And I know that they're going to be able to look back on those things and be like, oh my gosh, remember that when we swam with the dolphin or went through the Panama Canal? Or that Panama Canal was not cool for them at their age. But when they get older and really understand these things, and we just took them to see the eclipse that happened the 8th, April 8th.
This is
We
the
would love to
10th.
hear from you because Jenna and I both got to enjoy the eclipse at its full totality, which was incredible. We were blessed to be in a local spot where we could just drive a little way, like just a tiny way, and see it a full totality eclipse. So, how cool! I mean, I think the next one in the United States, I think I looked it up and it was 2044 or something. And
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know if that's going to be local, probably not. We just got really blessed to be in the line of a full eclipse.
That was, for me, one of the most awe-inspiring things that I'd ever experienced because, I mean, even Bill was pointing out, my husband, his name is Bill, even him just pointing out to me when the sun was just a little sliver still, how much brightness was still shining on the earth. He's like, man, the sun is really powerful when you think about that. And I thought, to me, it just highlighted the awe and the wonder of God and how he has created nature. And it was just mind blowing. I don't know. I was just so in awe of everything. And I didn't even have the adequate words to explain it. You
Agreed.
know, I still don't. I mean,
And I don't know how you walk away from something like that and not believe that there is a God.
right.
I mean, how thoughtful this creator created this world and this solar system and this earth that we're living in, that the sun is literally the exact amount miles away. I think it's 97 million miles or something. The kids and I watched something this week for homeschool, but the exact miles away that it needs to be. So we are not going to burn up and be too hot, mm-hmm. or we're not going to freeze to death and be too cold. Like, it's just mind-boggling how amazing our creator is, and all of his creation to the very tiny, tiniest detail. Like, it's, I don't know how people don't believe that there's a God.
Well, I'm reminded of nature and seeing God in nature, and how, like, there is a, I can't remember the swirl's name, but it's a pattern that repeats over and over and over in nature and in things. It's a, like how it's a swirl, like a conch shell. If you were to cut it, you could see that same sort of swirl. Mm. Anyway, it has a name, but it is mathematically perfect every place it's ever found. And it's like you can, the dimensions are exact everywhere you find the swirl. And it's like, that is just so perfect. If I find the name of it, I'll put it in the description. But
yeah,
it's just so perfect. It's like, how can you say things happened accidentally when something that is mathematically perfect occurs in nature and in other places over and over again? And it's, I don't know, maybe I'm getting really weird, but that's the kind of stuff that amazes me, and how the Bible talks about how God reveals himself in nature. Even when you don't understand what the gospel is, you understand that there is a creator. Mm-hmm. And I don't get how people can look at just this world and the beauty of nature and stars and mm-hmm. think we were just an accident, that all of a sudden an amoeba decide to crawl out of water and become whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's mind-boggling. And just, you know, I was even thinking about, as you were talking, the eclipse, how Bill was mentioning, Jen's husband, again, Bill, mentioning how much light there was, even with the moon and the darkness almost completely covering it. Even when it did cover it, the light rays being so powerful, like, it just reminds me of how powerful God, the King of Light, really is. Mm-hmm. And that he can penetrate through that darkness. It's amazing that, yes, light and darkness can exist in one place, but his light wins every time. You Amen. Know, like, how powerful that light was behind that moon was insane. Like, it was like
crazy. Yeah.
Holy moly. Behind complete darkness. And wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awe-inspiring. It really is.
And, yeah.
You know, that reminds me, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, as we were talking about that we had taken time off, both of us in different ways, but that we'd taken some time. It's like, where have you experienced God the most in our time off? Like, where did God show up? God showing up, Shod. Where did God show up in your time off in a way that just kind of blew you away, whether it's in something with your kiddos or.
Yeah, well, definitely in the beauty my eyes were looking at. Definitely one of the ways, the closest to God I feel is when I'm sitting in front of an ocean. It's just unbelievable and amazing. Mm. Like, holy moly. But one really cute thing that happened was, my kids have never been to a concert before, and my charity girl really took a liking to this Christian rapper. I mean, when I was younger, I liked rap music, but not my thing. And we just so happened, the day before the eclipse, her Christian rapper friend, KB, that's the Christian rapper, he was going to be in Indianapolis So super close, and we ended up staying all night and watching the full total eclipse there. But my kids, you know, they're in an age where they're not, I wouldn't say by any means, they're on fire for Jesus or anything like that. And they hear mom all the time walking around praying, and ambulance goes by, and I'm like, Lord, be with the emergency. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, like always
Modeling.
around them. So
Yeah.
for my kid to ask me to go to this Christian rapper concert was super cool, and we made it happen for them, and for that to be their first concert, and to be kind of I don't know if the word's judgy, but to be kind of like just apprehensive, I guess, like, are people really experiencing God through this? Because most of the time I could barely understand what they were singing because it was rap. But to see my kid dancing along with the music, and to see people next to me raising their hands and being touched by these Christian rappers that were in the lineup, it was definitely like just a Holy Spirit moment for me to say, God can't be put in a box, and he really does meet
Ooh, yeah.
everyone where they're at.
Yeah.
And you
I
know,
love
like,
that.
yeah. And I mean, I expected to see a bunch of young people in this crowd because it was a rapper. You know, that was my expectations, thinking that's what we were going to see. There was definitely young people in the crowd, like teenagers and college students, but there was 50 and 60-year-old men and women that knew every word to his song,
Wow.
rapping right along with him.
That's so
It
cool.
was amazing. I was like, holy moly. And I mean, they were like, hands up, praising the Lord in this music. So God showed up in a unique way through that concert because, you know, my kid wanted to go to a Christian rapper concert. Okay, let's go. You know, but I had very little expectations, and I found myself enjoying it and throwing my hands up and worshiping God too. I did not expect any of that to be moved in that way, because that's not, you know, how I tend to worship our Lord. But he was there. He was
Yeah.
present, and you could see the people being touched and moved. So
I love that so much.
it
I
was
love that.
cool.
Well, and it just signifies that, just like you said, God is expressed in different ways, many
Yeah.
different ways, and it's counter to the way I was, brought into the church of like what was acceptable music, what wasn't acceptable
Yeah.
music, and what was Christian and what wasn't Christian. And I worked for a Christian rock promoter when I was 19, and it was my first exposure to like alternative Christian rock, just in the style, and there were just so many people that pushed back on just different
Yeah.
styles of music like that. So I love that your little charity girl got to just really experience something she
Yeah.
loved that still magnified and glorified
Amen.
Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
that's awesome.
They were all standing on their seats and dancing along, and it was really cool
That is
to
really
see it
cool.
through their eyes, you know. So it's fun. First concert experience with kiddos.
Yeah, I
I'm not a
love
big
that.
concert girl, but you know, if your kid asks to go to a Christian concert, why not, right? Why
Right.
not?
Why not?
If you can do it, do it.
Yeah. Again,
Yeah.
that's an experience for your kiddo.
Yeah.
And I
It
think
was
that's
fun.
awesome.
Yeah. It was the hotel rooms. Oh my gosh. We had to stay in not the greatest hotel, because we were looking at hotels in Indianapolis area, and for the solar eclipse, everything was sold out. Our rooms were $600 to $1,000 a night.
Wow, are
So
you
we ended
kidding
up
me?
staying in a questionable hotel for $150 a night, which for this place was like usually I'm short, was maybe a max of $50. And the reviews were horrific, but we survived. God was with us.
Place to stay.
We were like, maybe the man's safer, but it ended up being in a okay area. We just couldn't get our door locked for a while. So there was just some weird stuff. I have a feeling they're not going to get the greatest reviews after this weekend, but we're safe and without bed bugs. Praise God.
That's good.
He showed up in that way too. Trust me. After reading the reviews, I was a little nervous.
I bet. Oh my goodness. Again, that was an experience.
Yep. We definitely have the stories. Oh my, I could tell you a lot of stories. I don't think we have enough time, but let's just say one of the stories real quick is my husband went to the office to get our key again because they couldn't get the door locked the first time. So we picked it up after the concert, and another woman was there struggling to lock her door as well. And the guy says, "I don't know what to tell you. Go to Target, buy a chain. I can't help you."
Oh my goodness. Not gonna get a good Yelp review on that one. Just
we couldn't make this stuff up. It was so funny. Oh,
that poor lady. How did she take that?
I don't think well that he was showing her that there were security cameras and that we were safe, and he was like, "Look, you're by the garbage can." He was dry, and she was like, I can't see my room." we just had a lot. I mean, it made it an experience. We're not going to forget this one anytime soon, folks.
That is there, so
Christian
funny.
Rap concert, different hotel, and the solar eclipse. Like, we did a lot for 2 days.
You really did. My goodness, I had no idea. I had no idea.
I'll tell you more stories at another time. It was very exciting. So God showed up though in all those ways, and he's just amazing, and he's huge, and he's everywhere that we've traveled. He's here with us now.
Amen.
Here in Northern Kentucky for us. He was there with me on the cruise ship in Georgia. He was there with me. He was there with me at the Christian concert in Indianapolis, and he was certainly there in the solar eclipse. Like, he's just so big, and it's unbelievable how he is everywhere at all times. And he's right there with us anytime we need him.
And he's all powerful, and he's grace and mercy and love and all the really good things.
I mean, how cool is our God? No matter how far we travel, where we are, he's there.
He's so good.
Praise the Lord.
He's so good.
Yep.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah,
this has been a fun little conversation, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. If perhaps you would like to hear from us on a certain subject, we would love to hear from you. Like the many times that Tiffany has alluded to the email address in her description for you to email and tell me about a vacation that I should be planning. Feel free to email us other things. Email us a joke. Email us, I don't know, pictures of your pets. Like, just
Email Jen about taking a vacation. Forget all that nonsense. Just say, "Jen, Tiff said to email and take a vacation." And no matter what time you email her that, it's probably valid and still true that at that moment she needs to plan a vacation.
Yeah. Okay. I'll admit that I have been, I have been a little bit of a workaholic, and I tend to get very focused. Maybe
she does. Very passionate and into her work. Great qualities.
True story.
We have to take our time and fill up to keep the passion on fire.
The creativity too. I find if I don't, well, creativity will both give me fuel and like fill me up and give me a break, but also I need time away in order to find that creativity as well. So agreed too. I feel Again, email me a picture of your dog.
Or out west, or there's quite a few places Jen wants to see. So.
Oh my goodness, this is so funny. How did this get turned on me? Anyway. All right, folks, we love you so much. We do want to hear from you. We'd love to talk about any topic you want to have us talk on. And we do appreciate you guys and the fact that you take a half an hour out of your day, your night, wherever you are, and listen to us. We are incredibly privileged, incredibly honored. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
So, until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.